Welcome to Polka Dotsie's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley.
I am super excited to be talking to Anna Ahern today. Anna is a compassionate, down-to-earth fitness and body respect coach who works with integrity and a nurturing, supportive manner. Anna believes that honoring the body we're in now, learning to respect and nourish it from within rather than externally consulting a diet book, and moving for pleasure and health rather than forcing it to look a certain way, gives our body freedom, the freedom it needs to regulate its own weight and caloric needs, and is a much kinder and more fun way to live. The other thing that is really awesome about Anna is that she is a proud Body Image Movement Global Ambassador and is doing some fantastic work in this industry. Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show and welcome.
Thank you, Chloe. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So as someone who's a really driving force in promoting a non-diet culture approach to movement and fitness and nutrition, tell me a little bit about what's going on with your business and a little bit about why Anna Ahern has come to be Anna Ahern, body image goddess.
Thank you. Well, let me start a little bit with my background. So I sort of think of myself as a 25-year veteran of disordered eating and poor body image, body dysmorphia. So as an 11-year-old, I developed a poor relationship with food in my body, and it really came from a tendency to sort of not feel good about myself, and I thought I was a chubby kid in that. And I went through what I've now learned is quite a common pattern, and that's going through, you know, starving, binging, and then, you know, getting messed up in the head in the process kind of thing. And it took me, you know, many years of self-research and discovery and lots of my own group coaching courses I did and lots of reading and self-reflection and different coaches and that along the way to really get to where I am now. And I guess what I want to do is sort of help women bridge that gap. So it took me quite a number of years, and I think I can share a lot of things that worked for me, a lot of things that didn't really work for me, and hopefully help some other women in the process. That's kind of what brought me to where I am now. And with the fitness stuff, I probably, to be honest, came to fitness with like through the lens of wanting to be thinner. You know, like that's what most people do, and that's the majority of my clients come to me for that reason. And it was really finding a love for running and yoga, which helped me with my anxiety and depression. And running and yoga became something that I did, I think, because, you know, I wanted to change my body, and there was a sense of wanting to feel stronger and feel fit and feel more confident. But it became so wonderful because I did build my confidence. That was like a bonus that I didn't expect. It really, really helped me manage my anxiety and depression, which I've had at different times. And the most important thing, I think, for me was building community. So I built a little running group, which became a big run group, and it's just such a pleasure. I still run with some of those ladies today. So that's what I find really keeps you coming back. It's like finding that intrinsic motivation, not the external, not looking for something outside. And that's really what I want to help my clients with, is to part of what I want to share. And when it comes to what I want to share around food and eating behaviours,
I guess one of the things that I wanted to touch on was what actually is body positivity and positive body image to you? What does that look like to you?
Well, you know, there's a bit of a movement at the moment with the whole body positive thing, and there's a bit of a debate actually in some sort of underground circles about how body positivity is getting taken the wrong way, where there's some people, you know, Instagram people just sort of maybe stripping off and showing their bodies. And it's not so much about that. It's not so much saying it doesn't need to come from a place of just, you know, showing that you're super comfortable with your body, because it's not necessarily that. Like, you don't always feel amazing in your body, but you can certainly come to a place of respect. So I call myself a body respect coach because I find that, you know, body love can be a big jump, and it was a really big jump for me, coming from a place of, you know, really loathing a lot and feeling really uncomfortable in my own skin. So I find that if you can learn how to honor and appreciate and accept the body first, the love part can follow. And it's not to say that you love it every day, all day. Some days you have an amazing day and you feel really comfortable and relaxed, and some days it's not so great. So I think you know, in the whole, just feeling, you know, just kind of accepting, like feeling, okay, this is the body I've got. And, you know, some, it's like anything. Some days you are happy and some days you're not, you move in freedom, some days you don't. So it's about being just a lot more accepting, I think.
Absolutely. And before we hit the record button on this show, we were chatting about some of the things that really stop women from feeling free in their bodies and from feeling liberated in their bodies. And some of this has to do with diet culture, and some of this has to do with even the environments that we're operating in. And we were talking about the mirrors in gyms and how it automatically impacts our body image. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I notice in the space where I've been working is that as soon as women walk in the door, the first thing they do, they glance at the mirrors. And I can really sense from a lot of them the sense of dislike, or that they start to cower a little bit. They feel less confident. As soon as they get a glimpse of their body or a part of their body they don't like. And it's really hard to change that when that's right there, kind of in your face. I would have to say, too, the mirrors in the space where I'm at the moment is they're not that pleasant. They're kind of those quirky mirrors where you're really short in one angle and you look really bizarre, you know, like you're at a Luna Park or something. But what I've decided is my next step is to create my own space, and I want it to be a space where women can come and they don't feel that immediate, they don't bring on that immediate judgment on themselves. My space is going to be a little studio space for women in the inner west in Sydney. And I'm going to welcome people to come in as soon as you walk in the door to kind of let go of that judgment. Come in from a space like looking through the lens of, you know, not looking at just the body. You're coming, you're sort of going internal. So I want them to, you know, feel into their body rather than look at their body from the outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really, really powerful concept. And again, it comes back to that we're not always going to look at ourselves in the mirror in the morning and feel fabulous, but there are things that we can do to be kind if we bring it in, if we focus on the things that make us feel good. And
absolutely, yeah, you totally got it. And I think the mirrors really are problematic with that because diet culture society, and we're kind of groomed to believe that, you know, this thin fit ideal is the best kind of body to have. And it's really quite limited because not many women in the real world, in our real population, match that standard naturally. Sure, we can all work at it and we could work really, really, really hard and sort of give up lots of aspects of our life and, you know, live a poorer quality life or obsess over things and get a body that resembles something like that. But at what cost, you know? So I really want to take that away from women. And I really believe that if you just give the body the space it needs to maximize its own weight regulation and everything, take away the anxiety that you have around food, around how you look, and just like Taryn Broomfoot says from the body image movement, she says she likes to help women just stop giving a fuck or give less fucks about how they look and how they jiggle and all of that and just be able to fully participate in life more.
Absolutely.
Getting rid of mirrors in a gym is quite kind of radical, but I'm ready to do something a little bit radical. And I will have a removable mirror for my one-on-one sessions where I can talk technique, but I don't want it available there in class where everybody's just bombarded with their own image when I really want them to just tune in internally and see how they feel in their body.
Absolutely. I think that's a really, really nice thing. The fitness industry has been so desperate to make spaces that are accommodating for women. But I think it's also driven by this culture of, in order to bring women into fitness spaces, we need to shame them into feeling bad enough that they want to take action.
Yes, and yeah. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work in the sense that it's making women better or feel better, but it's an incredibly effective marketing tool because nothing is more effective than shame and fear.
And that's, right, that's such a shame in itself because, yeah, it gets people, it might appear to kind of motivate people, but that's that external motivation, right? And it gets them there maybe short term, but I'm looking to help my women build intrinsic motivation, that internal motivation, which is, you know, like building like what I had with my running groups, the community, the desire to do it just because moving your body feels really good. it's got, you know, there's a multitude of health benefits that it gives, and it's not just about how the external looks, so much more than that.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, one of the things that we need to be aware of is that our looks are a fleeting part of our life.
Such a good point.
Yes. At some stage, our bodies change. In fact, our bodies change on the monthly, but we see these changes happen through our life. And that's not to say that we can't be fit and muscular and strong the whole way through, but our bodies do change. Yeah. And we need this kind of intrinsic motivation. We need to be able to feel into our movement and feel into our food and, for goodness sakes, enjoy our bodies, because how many people are sitting on the sidelines?
Yeah, that's right, because just waiting for that moment when everything, you know, the body feels, you know, looks the right way or feels the right way. And, you know, like I'm not an angel. I'm still on my own journey, and this is all part of it. But, you know, since I've started really exploring this deeper and starting to share everything that I've learned, that's just really sort of propelled me forward in my own journey. So it's so cool to share it. I always encourage my ladies to, you know, tune into how they feel today. Like, what their body needs today might be different to what their body needs tomorrow. And maybe they feel like a really hard, fast session, and that's good for their body or good for their mind. But maybe they also need a bit of a cruisier session. So I really encourage them to, I always say, I can guide you in the movements, but only you can feel how you feel. So override whatever I say if your body feels like something else. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
And I want it to be a space where I really welcome people to come in and, like I said, leave the sort of egos and the judgments at the door. And even just for the 45 minutes or the hour that they spend with me, just put that aside. Know that you are spending this time honoring yourself and connecting with yourself and also with others. So choosing to, like, not judge other bodies. You're just looking at each other as, you know, kind of souls. You're looking beyond the external. And especially important is to leave diet culture at the door, which means refraining from any diet talk, talking about food being good or bad because you ate this or that, or you know, any scale talk or any numbers. Just stop it, just for the hour. And I hope that it kind of translates then later on into their life outside of the studio. But if I can cultivate this lovely space where they feel really honored and accepted and, you know, welcomed, then that makes me really happy.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I think we need more spaces like this where, you know, check the ego at the door, check the numbers at the door, you know, feel into your body and for goodness sakes, enjoy movement and enjoy this skin you're in, because we only get one, right?
Right. So. Totally. And on the outside, it's so like intellectually we get it. So obvious, you know, just, yeah, suck it up. You know, we all have different shaped bodies and whatever, just go out and enjoy life. But it's really hard on a psychological level when there have been years and years or decades of diets and diet culture and things forced upon you. And just, you know, it's not as easy to just get out and above it when you are in the real world. But a space like this can really help to nurture these kind of women who need that.
That's definitely. Kind of definitely. Yeah. I think you're doing magical things.
Thank you. Super excited. And I wanted to share about the retreat that's coming up as well.
So tell me about that.
Then we'll have a beautiful retreat along the same lines of really connecting with yourself, using a lot of self-compassion. So self-compassion is something that's been really, really valuable to me, and it's something that I really, you know, sort of weave into my sessions as it is now. And I want to bring that into a retreat-type setting, which will be yoga and beautiful kind of vegetarian food and bushwalking and just little exercises, journaling, and beautiful company. Lovely, like-minded women.
Sounds beautiful. Sounds absolutely incredible and very healing. So
yeah, we all need a bit of healing sometimes.
Absolutely. Time to reset and reboot and just, how can people get in contact with you, Anna? I'm sure that there will be people who are interested in participating in this retreat, or at the very least discovering more about your coaching. So
they can find me at www.ladyfit.com.au, and I'm also on Facebook and on Instagram. But yeah, I think website's probably a really good place, and I've got a few new updates heading up there, so the new timetable will be up there.
So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm excited about seeing what comes out of your dreams and your studio and everything that's coming into play here. We definitely need more people opening spaces like what you're doing, and I think this is the beginning of something that's really powerful and really beautiful, especially for women, but hopefully for everybody as this movement grows.
It's definitely growing. There's definitely this sort of underground movement happening. And once you start, like people like yourself and me, we know about it, and you can see it spreading and that. And it's really lovely when you start connecting with people who are kind of outside of it, and it kind of tweaks something in their mind, and you can see that they're interested, and then you can feel it.